Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, September 26th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, tonight's Friday night baseball game on Apple TV Plus will feature new camera angles courtesy of iPhone 17 Pro. For the first time for a professional live sports broadcast, Apple says iPhones will be used to help capture the action. At the game between the Detroit Tigers and Boston Red Sox at Fenway Park in Boston, the production will use four iPhones, getting different angles across the stadium. Those iPhone 17 Pros will capture live footage from different vantage points around the stadium, including the Red Sox dugout, atop the green monster in left field, and roaming throughout the stadium. Apple is using widely available equipment to pull this off, including the Blackmagic camera app and the Blackmagic Camera Pro Dock hardware accessory for the iPhone. When iPhone footage is being used, you'll see a shot on iPhone overlay in the corner of the stream. And finally, in a symbol of the iPhone's resilience, the same four iPhones will be rolling for the duration of the entire game, ready to be cut to at any time by the game director. The iPhones will be used in concert with traditional broadcast cameras. Apple says everything has been prototyped and tested in secret over the last couple of months. The Shot on iPhone game is scheduled to kick off at 7:10 p.m. Eastern Time tonight, and you can watch on the Apple TV app with an Apple TV Plus subscription. Next up today, the Apple Invites app, which debuted earlier this year, has gotten a notable update this week with liquid glass design and a couple of brand new features. The Invites app launched earlier this year for all users, but full functionality is unlocked with an iCloud Plus subscription. Throughout the year, Apple has steadily added new features here and there, like a home screen widget and support for link titles. Today's update, however, includes the biggest changes since launch. Calendar Sync is a new feature that keeps all of your invites automatically tracked in the calendar app on your iPhone. There's a new app icon crafted from liquid glass. And liquid glass design updates throughout the app make it more expressive and delightful, according to Apple. And finally, shared albums in the Invites app now allow for video playback right inside the app instead of being kicked out to the Photos app. Calendar Sync works automatically once enabled, and while the liquid glass design changes are relatively subtle, they go a long way towards making the app fit in with the rest of iOS 26. Again, the app is free on the App Store, but to take full advantage, you'll need an iCloud Plus subscription, which starts at $1 per month. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Backblaze protects your business data with encryption in transit and at rest. You can set a private key for extra control, and your data is stored in secure SOC2 certified data centers. That means you're protected at the highest level and in control of access at every step. 9to5 Mac listeners can get 20% off with code 9to5daily. Use the link in the show notes or head to backblaze.com/9to5Mac to start a free trial and use the promo code at checkout. Next up today, following a practically lost decade, Intel has had a busy few months, which have culminated in investments by NVIDIA and the United States government. Now, the chipmaker is reportedly looking at Apple to help continue its comeback. Bloomberg reports that Intel has been trying to secure an investment from Apple as part of that strategy. The report says that the companies have discussed how to work more closely together, although no agreement is currently in sight. The talks are in the early stage and may not lead to an agreement. It's not immediately clear how an Intel-Apple agreement would benefit Apple. Apple, of course, dropped Intel processors in the Mac starting in 2020 with the advent of Apple Silicon. One possibility is that Intel could package Apple's chips, taking over some of the process currently held by TSMC. An Intel investment could also benefit Apple's efforts to appease the U.S. government and show more commitment to domestic initiatives. In the last few weeks, Intel has secured a $5 billion investment from NVIDIA. The U.S. government also took a 10% stake in the company. But again, talks between Intel and Apple are in their early stages and could already be over. But it's an interesting look behind the curtain at just what Intel is doing to try and stay alive. Running out this week, we talked yesterday about Apple's most forceful rebuttal yet to Europe's Digital Markets Act that could force it to open up its ecosystem. The European Commission has now shot back at Apple's allegations. The European Commission said, quote, Apple has contested every little bit of the DMA since its entry into application. This undermines the company's narrative of wanting to be fully cooperative with the commission, end quote. When mentioning that Apple had, quote-unquote, snubbed the European Commission's attempt to engage in discussions about the DMA compliance, European Commission spokesperson Thomas Reiner said, quote, results of this positive engagement, after 2 months, Apple came back and asked us to scrap everything. We, of course, fully get companies want to defend their profits at all costs, but that's not what the DMA is about, end quote. Reiner also said the commission has absolutely no intention of abandoning the DMA, like Apple wants it to do. But what's clear is that even as Apple does make some changes to the App Store and iPhone ecosystem in response to the DMA, it's not going down without a fight, and the European Commission is prepared to fight right back. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, it's very helpful to us if you go to Apple Podcasts and leave a rating and a review. You can get an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join. For $5 a month or $50 a year. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.